Thank y'all for coming back and being with us this evening.
A song has been ringing throughout all the ages, heard when the walls of Jericho came down. Despised and rejected, they tried to expel it,
but death could not conquer the glorious sound.
I love that music living inside me, like a flame raging higher under his control. Living with Jesus makes harmony sweeter. His word and his rhythm are strength for my soul. I count it all joy to be found loving Jesus. He is the light that makes darkness grow dim.
He's a victory song that I sing in the midnight.
There is no shadow of turning within. I love that music living inside me, like a flame raging higher under his control. Living with Jesus makes harmony sweeter. His word and his rhythm are strength for my soul.
I love that music.
Like a plane raging higher under his control. Living with Jesus. His word and his strength are strength for my soul.
I love that music.
Like a plane raging higher under his control. Living with Jesus.
I love this song. It's taken right from the scriptures. It talks about Jesus is out on the water and Peter tried to walk to him. Listen.
I saw Jesus walking across the sea. Oh, I saw Jesus walking across the sea. I said, help me walk on the water. That's where I want to be. He said, go where your faith will take you. Now come on out to me. Come on out to me. So I stepped out on the water, but I wasn't sinking down. I stepped out on the water, but I wasn't sinking down. But the wind, the waves, the water were stirring all around. I said, help me, Lord, I'm sinking. Surely I will drown, I will drown.
Then I felt Jesus. He was holding on my hand. Yes, I. Was holding on to my hand. He said, oh, what a little faith you have. You're poor and doubtful man.
Rise up,
put your faith in me,
and surely you will stand. Now rise and stand. I held on to Jesus. We were walking across the sea. Yes, I held on to Jesus. We were walking across the sea. And when I stepped back in the boat, I fell upon my knees. I said, surely you're the Son of God.
Surely you're the Son of God.
You are the Son of God. Have mercy. Have mercy on me.
He is calling. Jesus still is calling.
On me.
He is calling. Jesus still is calling.
Well, now Jesus still is calling. Won't you come and walk with me?
Now Jesus still is calling. Come and walk with me. Wherever faith will take you, I promise I will be. Wherever you are walking,
loving even when you're seeking,
go where your faith will take you. Rise up
and walk with me.
Walk with me.
Walk with me.
Walk with me. Rise up and walk.
Oh, thank you so much, and what an honor and a thrill it is for Promised Land to be making our debut in the beautiful state of Oklahoma. It's our first time being here, and we have absolutely loved it. You folks are just wonderful. We met some wonderful folks last night, and we're going to have to come back. I just wish it would get a little warmer. It's
and maybe a little flatter.
But it really is an honor to be here, and we're privileged to sing what I consider the greatest music in all of the world, and that's Christian music, music that uplifts the name of Jesus, and that's what we're all about tonight, Amen. Folks. And thank you so much for coming back. You know, down through the years, I'll just be candid with you. Usually we'll do a Sunday morning at one church, and then we'll move on to do a Sunday night someplace else. And sometimes they'll ask us, will you come for Sunday morning, do a few songs, and then stay for Sunday night? And I'm a little reluctant about doing that because a lot of times the folks won't come back on Sunday evening. And I don't know if it's because we scared them or we were so bad that morning, Pastor. But we really appreciate you folks coming back tonight. And so let me take just a minute and tell you a little bit about these guys and introduce them to you. This young man, son, you've been shopping at the yard sale again. Mercy sakes, look at them shoes. Whoo, my goodness. 17 cents at the yard sale, didn't you get it? I pick on him because January of this coming year, he and I will celebrate 20 years of traveling and singing gospel music. And God has just been good
it
to us.
It seems so much longer.
But he does a great job. Well, I just describe it like this. He's a fella what looks like a fella and sings like a woman. He sings that high tenor part. And plus, he arranges and produces the majority of our music, and just a fine man of God. He's from a little town that's not too far from Washington, D.C., a little town called Warrenton, Virginia. Make him welcome our tenor, Mr. Joey Wilson. You glad to see Brother Joey?
Bless you, Joey.
This young man is the youngest member of our ministry team. He's only 26 years old. Stop it. It blesses my heart to see a youngster that wants to carry on and sing this kind of music. And I tell you one thing, this kid just absolutely loves it. He gets so excited any opportunity he gets to walk on stage. And the other thing is he is a walking, talking encyclopedia when it comes to Southern gospel music, especially in the quartet world. He and his little buddies, we just left the quartet convention in Pigeon Forge. We were down there. And in between our singing times on the stage, he and other youngsters that are in groups, they get together with their cell phones and iPads and all those gadgets, and they sit around, and it's just, well, remember when this guy sang with this quartet and that one and this? I get a headache after all of that.
I do too.
But it just shows the love that he really, truly has for this kind of music, and he loves the Lord as well. Now, he's from a little town called Forest, Virginia, And if you're not familiar with Force, Virginia, most people in the Baptist world certainly are familiar with Lynchburg, Virginia, because that's where Thomas Rhodes and Liberty University is. And Forest is right outside of Lynchburg, Virginia. So this is our baritone. Would you make him welcome Mr. Aaron Swain?
Bless you, Aaron.
Thank you.
Amen.
And this young fella, young whippersnapper, I know a lot of you guys recognize him. He's actually kind of traveling back and forwards from Oklahoma between here and West Virginia and Virginia, doing all of our tour dates. We come in contact with this gentleman earlier this year. We had our long-term bass singer who was a member of the United States Army All-Male Corps stationed in Washington, D.C., and he retired and gave us a year's notice. Then he moved his family back to Knoxville, Tennessee. So it was a little far for him to travel. And he had some other interests and things like that he wanted to pursue. And so we started looking for a bass singer. And it turned out Bink was with a group from this area, if I'm not mistaken. Forget correct me if I'm wrong. Forgiving Quartet. And those guys had decided after 38 years that they were going to retire at the end of this year. So God just had a plan. He had it all worked out. Yeah. And when he called me, we advertised in the Singing News, and he called me and wanted to said, "Hey, I'm available. Even those guys are retiring. I'd like to continue singing." And I asked him, I'll be candid with you. I said, "Well, what's your name?" Because I wanted to know if I'd ever heard of him. He said, "Binky Mooney." I said, "Pardon me, what did you say your name was?" He said, "Binky Mooney." I said, "That's B-I-N-K-I-E." He said, "Yes, sir." I thought, this is interesting. I'd never heard that name before. And then I thought, what in the world's wrong with your mama? They didn't have... He said he was from West Virginia. I said, I know us Virginians pick on West Virginians, but goodness gracious, they got other names over there, I'm sure. Robert, Joe, Tommy, Mike, something. But he said that was his name. And I actually went back to the guys. I said, "Well, we got a fella coming in from Oklahoma. He wants to audition for the bass spot." And they said, and Aaron, that guy said, "Well, what's his name?" I said, "Binky Mooney." Aaron said, "Please don't make me stand next to a grown man with the name Binky." But I got to tell you something. I've never been around a guy with such a heart as this guy. And he absolutely has a heart as big as this whole church for people. And just loves to help folks. And we're thrilled to have him as a part of our team. And in just a little bit, maybe you don't know, but after a while, I'll let him explain how he acquired such a cool name as Binky. But I want you to make him welcome the homeboy tonight, our bass singer, Mr. Binky Mooney. Glad to see him.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Come here, Binky.
Now, let me share this with you. We were at the Quartet Convention, and we sang our way down. It seems like we haven't had much of a break lately, and poor Bink was down there. I actually had to leave Monday night and come back home, and so I left Bink and Joey down there, and all week talking to people. And I called Wednesday to check on him, and he had to let Joey talk to me on the phone because he'd done lost his voice. And so he has been, and I felt so terrible because he has been, you have no idea how excited he has been about coming and being here with you folks and allowing us to come and share with you. He has been very excited. So I felt so bad for him, and we started praying, and he started working on, what's that stuff, Howlin' Wolf?
Howlin' Wolf.
Howlin' Wolf. I'd never heard of it. But listen, if you get through this and it works for you, I'm using it the next time I need it. But I'm going to feature him on a song. It simply says, "Stay the Course," and that's kind of what our ministry is about. We're going to stay the course for Jesus.
The skies are dark, the waves are rough and rising, yet the crew sails on without remorse.
We can see our home on the horizon.
This old ship of Zion stays the course. I can feel his presence shine down on me like a beacon light from heaven's shore, until the sea of life will set my soul free. This old ship of Zion stays the course.
Sail on, stay the course. The captain's at the helm as the storms rage on before. We can draw our strength from his abundant source and set safely into port if we only stay the course. Sail on,
sail on,
stay the course,
stay the course.
The captain's at the helm as the storms rage on. Just one thing he never counted on.
That
when God's children pray without ceasing in the night,
he will come.
He will come every time.
When
God's children pray, makes no difference what our lot. We are moving. The hand of God. God's big hand moved in that prison. Peter's chains became unbound.
We don't need him.
Herod's power couldn't hold him down. But there was another power that was working. It was bringing victory. Saints will pray on their knees.
And when we pray,
when God's children pray without ceasing in the night,
he will come.
He will come every time.
And when we pray,
when God's children pray, makes no difference what our lives. We are moving. The hand of God.
And when we pray,
when God's children pray without ceasing in the
tonight.
He will come.
He will come every time.
And when we pray,
when God's children pray, makes no difference what our lives. We are moving the hand of God.
And
when God's children pray, makes no difference what our lives.
Church,
we are moving the hand of God. Moving the hand of God when we pray.
Amen.
Earth on its foundation and told time when to begin.
Who is this King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, mighty to save? Glorious, risen Savior, victorious, mighty.
Swing wide of ancient gates so our King may enter in.
Who is this King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, mighty to save?
The Lord is mighty to save.
He is glorious, risen Savior, victorious, mighty King. Wonderful is our Creator, He's God with us.
Oh, and He
reigns over us, glorious.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory and power be unto our God.
Salvation,
hallelujah, and glory and power be unto our God.
Is this King?
Hallelujah, salvation, glory and power be unto our God.
Is this King?
Hallelujah, salvation, glory and power be unto our God.
Is this King?
Now, I know most of us are meeting for the very, very first time, and just let me tell you just a little quick tidbit about our ministry. We've never been what you call a traditional style quartet. If you follow Southern gospel music, we're not what they call traditional. We like to mix things up, and that's because we all come from different backgrounds of music. Joey, he comes, his grandfather and his father were all Church of God pastors. He was a worship leader at one of the largest churches in Washington, D.C. when he and I hooked up. So his style is quite unique and different than ours. Mine is, honestly, I'm a country boy. I was born on a farm / apple orchard. And until I was 15 years old, I didn't know that there was even any other kind of music in the whole wide world other than bluegrass, just to be candid with you. That's just the way it was. My father.
Have mercy. That's wrong.
We were very poor. We didn't own the farm. We didn't own the. We worked there. We just worked there. And so. I just thought that the whole wide world, I just thought that's the way it was. We didn't even have a television. I'll never forget this, though. We did when my last year of high school, finally somebody gave my dad a television, an old black and white. And he brought that thing home, and we all sat in front of it. And it was just, for about a half hour, we all sat there looking at it. And we were squinting, and we were trying to see through the snow. And I just thought, well, that was the same movie on every channel. So my dad went back to work, and he told the fellow that gave him the television, he said, that TV, something wrong with it. The same movie's on every channel, and it's so much snowing going on, we can't see the movie. And the fellow said to my dad, he said, look here, you need an antenna for it. And my dad said, well, we don't have no antenna. And he said, well, if you take an old clothes hanger, metal clothes hanger, and I don't know, there may be some folks in here that remember those days.
I'm looking around. I think that's a distinct possibility. Just saying.
Have you enjoyed our farewell performance at this church?
So he come home, and he had one of them clothes hangers, and he took one. He stuck that thing back TV. It was myself and two brothers at the time, and I'm the oldest of three brothers, and now we have a little baby sister, but we'd take turns standing there like this, turning the end.
And could we see that again?
I walk around like that for 2 hours before my neck was straightened. I'm exaggerating slightly, but we did, and two shows we got on television was Andy Griffith and Hee Haw, and that was just perfect for my dad, perfect. Because Andy Griffin had the Darling family all the time. And there's bluegrass. And then Hee Haw, you know, they had some bluegrass picking on there.
That's child abuse.
But our youth pastors at the church that we went to at the time, they took up a bunch of young kids and teenagers and said, we're going down to Winchester, Virginia. And to the James Wood High School on a Saturday night. And there was a quartet there called the Kingsman Quartet. Anybody know who we're talking about? The mighty Kingsman Quartet? They had a guy singing tenor. His name was John Perrick. And I'll never forget Joey. He sang a song called Hallelujah Square, and his face would get as red as your shoes would. And I sat there in amazement, and I made up my mind right then and there, I want to be a tenor one day. Well, that hadn't worked out very good. But I made up my mind that I wanted to sing this style of music. And I'm so thankful that the Lord blessed me with the opportunity. But you know what? I still like bluegrass. I like bluegrass. Do y'all have bluegrass in this part of the country?
Y'all are in church. Tell the truth.
So I've been trying to get Joey over here, I said, down through the years, I said, you know, we really should do a bluegrass song. And he said, we ain't going to do it. Well, he didn't say that.
It makes my nose itch.
Yes. And I said, look, let's do a bluegrass song. Matter of fact, my dad won't come see us. I said, Dad, we're going to be right up there. And my dad lives in a little place called Pawpaw, West Virginia. The now entering and now leaving's on the same sign. That's how small the town is. And I said, Dad, we're going to be up there close to you. He said, you going to do bluegrass? I said, no, we don't do bluegrass, Dad. Well, I ain't come see you then.
My brother even said, if you boys would do bluegrass, you'd go all the way to the top. I said, top of what? So I, several years ago, I took a song to him. I said, look, now I kind of just let, you know, we all work together as a team, but I'm kind of putting my foot down on this one. I want this song to be bluegrass. We're going to do this bluegrass. You know, I'm the boss of this here outfit, and I sign the checks, and that's the way it's going to be. And I'd never said that before. Didn't make much of a difference after he got done down there in Nashville with all the musicians. It went from bluegrass to, the best I can tell you is it's a little uptown bluegrass.
That's because I fixed it.
That's as far as I'm going to get with it. But I hope you like this. It's got a great message. And so I'm going to, for the bluegrass folks in the audience tonight, this is the closest we're going to get to it.
And for the rest of y'all, it's a good time to head to the bathroom. Right over there.
If you've started a journey down a long, dusty road, if your heart's been searching for a place to call home, if sin and affliction my friend, be encouraged by these words that I speak. There's one who is waiting, oh, he's waiting with his arms open wide, and he gently whispers in his words of mine, child, be not weary. We get so caught up in things. But you know what? It doesn't matter who's seated in the governor's mansion. It makes no difference who's in the White House. What matters is a risen Savior seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for each and every one of you and all of us. And he's got this thing. He's in control. Can we give him some praise in the house of the Lord? Woo!
Yeah, we're in.
Oh,
Oh, I love that song, and you see how much improvement the audience was in their applause when we did just a smidget of bluegrass. Imagine what it would be, Joey, if we did a whole real true bluegrass song.
Imagine what you would do with a different tenor singer.
Oh, man, we you know, it's great. We love each other, and we love the Lord, and it is a pleasure. Sometimes it's rough. Sometimes it's pretty tough.
We just remind ourselves the Bible says we have to.
That's right. And I was sharing with the pastor earlier. He said, where are y'all going from here? I said, I'm going home to tell my wife she still loves me. That's where I'm headed. But you guys keep us in your prayers. We got to get up early in the morning, and Joey and I, and get on an airplane and head back to Virginia and just finish out the week. And then we actually have a couple weeks off for rest and relaxation. But pray for us. Pray for safe travels. Also, I want to thank Brother Brent back there for all his work and just doing a good job of running the sound for us. You know, most of the places we go, we carry in everything and do it ourselves. And so tonight or this morning, it saved us just a bunch of work not having to do that. Since we didn't have to do that, do I have to pay y'all the full pay? But thank you so much, brother, and your team, and give them a round of applause. Them guys earn it, I'll tell you. They have a tough job, because, you know, I tell this all the time, sound and heating and air conditioning is the three subjects in church that you just can't please everybody. You just cannot. If I'm sitting in church and I'm scalding hot, my little skinny wife's sitting there it's plum freezing to death. And it's just the way it is. And so bless their hearts. They try to do the best they can, and I think they're doing a fine job. We're going to sing two more songs and just take a little bit of a break. But I want to sing this song. We did it this morning, and I want to tell you about this song. About 7-8 years ago, we recorded it. And since then, several artists have recorded this song. But it's probably my favorite. And the reason is, if there was a song that we could sing with a message that defines exactly what we're all about, it's this song. I've never stood on stage and told folks that we didn't come to entertain you. But I'll tell you this, we do try to make it entertaining, but it's only to keep your attention. Entertainment's not the priority. The priority is that all we come in contact with and every opportunity we get is that we share Jesus with each and every person. We want you to know tonight, if you walked in those doors lost without Christ, you don't have to leave that way.
Amen.
Right where you're seated, you can open up your heart and humbly ask Him to forgive you of your sins and invite Him in, and that's how simple it is. We still live in a day and time, folks, where people all around the world need to be reminded and encouraged that we serve a risen Savior.
That's right.
And that Savior saves. Amen. People in our communities and in our workplaces, in our families, they still need to be reminded and told that Jesus loved them so much that He gave His life for them. And yes, sadly, still in church, there's people that we meet and encounter from week to week that are as lost as those pews, but they come to church because it was the thing to do. They come to church because, thankfully, as a child, they were raised that Sunday morning, you be in church. But there's been many occasions over the years when we've been a part of an invitation at the end. I'll never forget this as long as I live. Had one lady came to the altar one night in a church, and I knelt down and I said, sister, I said, and it was weird because nobody, I kept waiting. Usually, I don't know how you guys do it, but usually if I see ladies come, I prefer a lady to go pray with the lady, and I'll go pray with the gentleman if they come down. And I kept waiting and waiting and waiting, and this poor lady was down there, and I just felt something in my heart that she needed someone to pray with her. And so finally I went down, and I just asked her, I said, sister, I said, what can the Lord do for you? And she said, brother, I've been going to church my whole life, 52 years. When the doors opened, I've been in church. And she said, tonight is the first time anybody has invited me to know Jesus. And she said, I want to know Jesus tonight. So yes, there's folks still sitting in church pews that need to be encouraged and reminded that Jesus loved you so much that He gave His life. Folks, Jesus saves. When you leave this place, go tell everybody you come in contact with that Jesus saves. Amen.
Jesus saves, and the hush of mercy breathing. Jesus saves, hear the host of angels sing. Glory to the newborn King, and the sound in joy repeating, Jesus saves. See the humblest hearts adoring. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. And the wisest bow before Him. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. See the sky.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Aren't you enjoying listening to these guys? Give them another big hand. Would you do that? I'm going to ask our ushers to come as we take a free will love offering for these guys. Down through the years, all of the various ones that we've had here to come and sing for us here at New Hope, I'm so grateful. I'm thankful that I can truthfully say that I've never had to be embarrassed by the love offering that we gave to them. And tonight, I hope that you will give out of the abundance of your heart. If you're writing a check, please make it to New Hope Baptist Church. We'll write them one check. And so if you are writing a check, just make it to New Hope Baptist Church. And we'll see that they get those offerings. I know it costs a lot. It takes a lot to travel around the countryside. And as somebody said, once the gospel is free, it just costs a lot to pipe it in. And how true that is. Guys, have y'all ever used that one before? Well, there's you a new one. It does cost a lot because transportation and vehicles and staying places and eating out.
Yes,
I know
amen,
it's... Amen. All right. So tonight, if you can give something toward their ministry, just know that it will be accorded to you in heaven. And that's why Max Licato said, it's what we do in the here and the now that makes the difference in the then and the there. God bless you. Would you stand as we pray together? Father, thank you in advance for these offerings that are being given to this ministry of Promised Land Quartet. God, I pray that you would take each gift, each giver. And God, as we give, I pray, oh God, that you would take and use these monies through this ministry to be far-reaching, to reach others for Christ, and share the message of salvation and a risen Savior, that we have something to shout about every day of our lives. Father, thank you for all of these that have gathered here this evening. God, bless them. And I pray, oh God, that you would bless this offering, that it might bring glory to your kingdom's work. In Christ's name we pray. And all the people said, amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
Wasn't that awesome? That was great. People ask us all the time, say, how come this guy can play that good? You guys don't use the piano during your doing your singing? And I said, well.
Because I'm too dumb to play and sing at the same time. That's the problem.
You guys have been great to sing to, and it's our prayer that something we've said or something we've shared with you through the message and the song has encouraged you tonight. We hope that each and every one of you leave here feeling much better than you did when you came in. We hope that maybe sometime in the future our ministry can come back and share with you. But continue to keep us in your prayers. And I'll say this real quickly because I hate commercials, so I'll make this short and sweet. We do have a ministry table that's set up out in the foyer, and some folks came by and took some of our music home. And if you can come by and take our music home, it's less we got to ship back. That's one thing that helps, and helps cover our airplane tickets too as well. But you can come, and everything you've heard us sing tonight, we have available on CD, and we have different prices if you buy more than one, and the guys can share that with you out there. Would it be okay? I know it's almost 6 o'clock. You guys let out at 6 o'clock. Would you mind if we sing one more song before we go? Would that be okay with you guys?
We were going to anyway.
All right. If you do this, could you stand? Because we need some audience participation on this one, all right? I did this song this morning, and I get wound up on it, and I love it, but it's one of them toe-tappers and hand-clapping kind of songs. And it's Sunday evening, and we can kind of let our hair down, and those of you that have hair
out
to let down. But put your hands together a little bit and help us on this, because listen, folks, no matter what, he's coming back. Amen. He is coming back, and it's not going to be long. I love this song. I love what it says. Here he comes.
Put your hands together with it, just like this right here.
Here he comes, stepping down from glory. Bethlehem is just the start of the story. Here he comes.
Here he comes.
Oh, here he comes.
Here he
comes, teaching in the temple, making timeless wisdom sound simple. Here he comes. Oh, here he comes.
Here he comes to seek and save, to wash our every sin away. Hear the captives start to say,
here he comes.
Here he comes.
Here he comes,
giving sight to a blind man.
Calling out,
giving life to a dead man.
Here he comes.
Here he comes.
Oh, here he comes.
Here he comes.
Hosanna's
loudly ringing.
Carries a cross along the way of suffering.
Here he comes.
Oh, here he comes.
Here he comes.
To
seek and save, to wash our every sin.
Sunrise,
and if you tune the shouting, he is alive.
Here he comes.
Oh,
here he comes.
Here he comes. Oh, glorious day. He is risen from the grave. All creation shouts his praise.
Here he comes.
Stepping down from glory,
coming back to finish the story.